Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole.
God bless you, God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth, your host, Bishop Poole. Happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and we welcome all of you and our desire to bring you the truth from a grassroots level, and all listeners that call in will share their biblical experience so that we can grow thereby. Amen. The Bible says, get wisdom in all thy getting, get understanding. Amen. We are not only working for, amen, the written word, but we're also working to get a true word from the Lord each and every program. Each and every program, we're working to get a true word from the Lord as well as a Logos word. We're looking for a Rhema word that we can help each and every one. Now, Father, we thank you for your word tonight, today, wherever the listeners might be. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, stretch your hand of deliverance. Bind Satan's hand on every part. God, stretch your hand and heal and deliver. Give us a right now word. Oh, God, in times like these, we know you're alive and not dead. Oh, God, we know you move, you see, you hear. All the world, regardless if they believe you or not, because you own the world, you created the world, because the birds are still singing among this evil time. The wind is still blowing. The sun is still shining. Grass is still growing. The ocean is still moving. Amen. Because you created and you have life and health in your hands. And Lord, we ask you to look upon this now to all the believers that come through and desire to we share one another, because you see the Holy Spirit, God, when you say two or three touch and agree, there you be in the midst. And help us tonight, today and tomorrow, O God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We welcome you again and again. Amen. Those of you who like to go back and review this broadcast, amen, in your time to share with others, amen, they can go to JCI Ministries, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And as you go, you can click on media, and you can see, if you like us on Facebook, amen, or we use Scream as well. And you can also be with us, like I say, on Doctrine of Truth. And you can click on Jesus Christ International Ministries, or Bishop Poole with Doctrine of Truth. Amen. If you like to donate, you can go down to the bottom of our page and click on donation. It's a tax-deductible gift, amen, in your part. But we thank God for your support, amen. Without you, there will be no, amen, Doctrine of Truth or sharing. Those of you that are in public radio and the location of Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, and Dave County, amen, in other parts of the county, Caribbean, we are on WEXY 1520, Fort Lauderdale, WEXY 1520 in Fort Lauderdale. God bless you. And we are examining again, amen, a topic that is very widely needed in the time, but the approach, amen, is going to be a different approach to it as always. Doctrine of Truth, we're looking to see some things that have been overlooked, amen, in the language that God has been speaking to his people. In the language of God, how he speaks to his people, amen, through the Holy Spirit, he speaks through visions and dreams and prophecies, amen, visions and dreams, amen. That's how God speaks to his people, amen. He speaks to people, amen, in spiritual language, in spiritual language. That's how God speaks to people. Amen. And that's why it's very important, amen, that you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the gifts that the Holy Spirit, amen, he's a comforter, he's a teacher, he's a leader, he's a guider. He know all to what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, in your life. Amen. And that's what you must sometimes focus on. We look at all the world, and we're discussing the end time is not yet. And people look at all the world. Yes, they have worldly problems, but God came to you as a personal Savior. Amen. And he's working with you and for you if you believe in him. Amen. We always like to start off with scripture reading. Amen. And the Logos, the written word of God, that give you the general knowledge of all of God's works and creation through his men and women. Amen. They write and give us a general knowledge. Amen. Then the Spirit of God works within men and women to break it down and give you the part that you need. Amen. Watch this. We're going to, as always, the book of St. Luke, the end time, one of the end time chapters. We're going to take the book of St. Luke, and then we're going to move on to another book. We always ask the question of what type of Bible you have. It's very important in these times to examine your Bible, because Jesus said, amen, in the book of St. Luke, the last chapter, the 24th chapter, and the 44th verse, and he said unto them, these words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must come to pass, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the psalmist concerning me. And then he does open their understanding that they may understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoove Christ to suffer, to raise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Amen. According to the scripture, all things must be fulfilled. Amen. According that was prophesied and written. Amen. So all things must be done according to the scriptures. And repentance bring us into, amen, repentance will bring us into John the Baptist. Amen. He preached repentance, the water baptism, amen, to repent and be baptized. It brings us into conversion. Amen. When you be converted, amen, then you're able to go on to the promises of God. Amen. Because when you be converted, your mind turns. Amen. You turn around and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to think about this anymore. I'm going towards God. And doing that, amen, and you find a church, a Bible-believing church. And we always say, search your Bible. What Bible? You should go, not only go into a Bible bookstore, someplace, buy a Bible, but you should find out what the origin of the Bible. All over the world, I have found in the traveling, amen, all the years, that the King James Bible is well known in a lot of countries, amen. Then you can expand from that, all depending on the audience. If you're a minister, a preacher, amen, then you can go to your studies. You might go into Amplified Bible. You might go into the New King James, American Standard Bible, or the New International Bible. Then you have the Good News Bible. Amen. But if you're traveling and studying, amen, it's, well, you know, the King James is kind of harsh. It might be, amen, but you want to get the true translation because of the fact you're living off of the scriptures. According to the scripture, amen, the world is going where it's happening now. According to the scripture, amen. So watching St. Luke 21 from the King James, and we want to take a view of this from the church perspective, Amen. We want to take a view of this from the church perspective for the saints of God, and not only for the saints of God, but those that are called. And let me take 1 second here. Amen. God calls Moses. Amen. When Moses was a killer, God called Saul. Many times, you can look back, if you're a good student of the Bible, God called people out of sin as they began to minister the gospel. Amen. There are some that already had been converted. Amen. Like Peter, them, we can say they've been converted because they were looking for the Messiah. They were studying the scriptures and the canon. Amen. They were looking and following up for Christ, looking for the Savior. But there are some, amen, God had called out of sin, and they were converted and got into, amen, to the promises of God. So those people, they say, well, I got to get saved before I go to church. No, you got to be converted first. You got to repent. The book of St. Luke that's finished saying that, amen, Jesus said, preach. Repentance and remission of sin got to be preached. Amen. So once you get preached and you accept it, or you've been taught, amen, that remission of sin is a part of repentance, you turn around in your mind and you start searching out and seeking God the best way you know how, and God will find you. He will find you. James said, if you turn nigh to God, God will turn nigh to you. Amen. So when you start doing that, the language of God, you begin to learn through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us and guides us because the Holy Spirit, He's a spirit. God is a spirit. We become, when you start being converted and baptized in water and seeking God, you become spiritual as well. And the language you got to learn is the spiritual language, how God's speaking to you. God can speak to you through visions, dreams, amen, through prophecies that come to you, that foretelling things come to you. So God speaks to His people through spiritual language. St. Luke 21, the end is not yet. We find it in St. Luke 21. And we know about the 8th verse. We're talking, take heed that you be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time is draw near. Go ye not therefore. But when you shall hear wars and commotion, amen, be not terrified. You should underline terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end is not yet by and by. Then shall He say unto them, nation shall rise up against nation, kingdom against nation. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, phantoms and pestilence, and fearful signs and great signs shall there be from heaven. Put underline fearful. But before all these things, they shall lay hands on you and persecute you and deliver you up to synagogues and to prison, being brought before kings and rulers of my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Sell it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, nor resist. And you shall be betrayed, and the land betrayed both by parents, brethren, kinfolks, and friends. Some of you shall be called, be put to death, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, hated, underline hated. But there shall not be any hair of your head perish, okay? Underline, there shall not be any hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your soul. Now, one of the writers said endurance. In your endurance. in your patience, amen, waiting on God, able to adjust yourself, because now you know all these things have, is that the church, the leaders, are the church people, or church Christians that really know God, really understand the power of God. Amen. Amplified Version said, be steadfast and patience, endurance. You shall win the true life for your soul. Amen. And the American Standard said, by your endurance, you shall gain your lives. All right? And we have New International Standard says, by standing firm, you shall gain life. Now, here's the point. People come to church, those of you that are witnessing and talk to friends and relatives, amen, and maybe you haven't seen anyone that lost a house, lost a home through floods, through trials and tribulation. They lost, they never lost a house before. They never lost their place of living before. Amen. Now they got to get in line. They got to go to storage. Amen. Now they have to, their job, some of them have lost their jobs. Some of them have, amen, have encountered tremendous amount of nervous breakdown. And they're coming to the church for a word of God, a spiritual word. Amen. Now word. Not about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Amen. They want to come for a right now word. They want to come for a right now word. So the church has a tremendous job, amen, that they have to give, amen. Someone sitting in there have lost their family. They have lost maybe their relatives in the storm, lost in the earthquake, lost their job, had a nervous breakdown, now they're destitute. Maybe there's someone in there now have to take care of grands, amen, the parents have done drugs, amen. So it's a whole different, that this manifestation of this disasters and turmoil that's going on in the world, amen. We as men and women of God, we have to stand there and we have to pray and know how we have to give God an answer. The question, one of the questions is, and we want to kick this around as well, amen, and put it on the table, amen. What have you found about yourself? That's the second question. Number one, how are you helping others? Amen. Are you inviting them to a church where you can't get a word, a rhema word? It's always something, the entertainment, and the person come in one way and go out the same way. Are you involved in, amen, feeding them spiritual words, encouraging right now, giving them information, amen, that they can feel that they got hope. They got hope. All right, the second step, the second awareness we want to make, amen. Did you see your weakness, or have you God been showing you your weakness through visions and dreams? Amen. A vision will come through, and you can be woke, and you get a sure insight and say, oh, I need to do this. Maybe you might see something, an old house, an old car, see yourself, whatever. That's what vision is. Amen. You woke, amen, you're moving around, and boom, you get 1 or 2 seconds or less, quick, amen. Then you have a dream. A dream is almost like a vision, but you sleep, and you're in it, and God's showing you through your Holy Spirit, because what? You're a child of God, amen. You believe in him, and he will comfort you and lead you and guide you and warn you. Have you found yourself? You can see the weaknesses through all of this, and you like watching other people say, oh, Lord, and I better get this ready because I'm not able to endure this again. God help me, and I got to get this ready. One of the greatest examples, and back in the time of Hurricane Andrew, and out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the Bible says, and I wasn't on Blog Talk during that time, but all evangelists, we used to correspond with each other and talk with each other. And out of 3 or 4 was talking about they had dreams, about ants. And we just say, oh, God is speaking to us. And we start gathering food and clothing and everything we can. Then when that storm hit down in South Florida, we was able to take water and food from the storage, amen, from the churches, from our homes, to help the saints. Help the saints. Amen. Not only the saints, but everybody else. And say, God love you. Everybody else. So being prayerful and being a child of God, amen. Have God shown you something in this happening with all of this going around about yourself that you can share with something we can't share? Amen. That's why we always say if you want to put your name out, amen, on this, because this is a study, people listening to you. Amen. But if you can share some things, but God will give you a personal word. God told Peter, amen, we read about Peter, old Peter walking on the water, amen, we quote scripture, but Peter asked God, asked Jesus, can I come? And Jesus told Peter, yes, come on, Peter. See, you got to ask God. You got to ask God. Amen. You read the word and study the word, quote the scriptures, but then you better wait and ask God, through Jesus Christ, is it okay for me to do thus and so? And he'll give you a right now. Oh, you got to wait until it's clear on what to do. All right, we're talking about the end time. We're looking at the personal manifestation that's happening to people. Amen. And not only that, but what's been happening. Amen. Are we prepared for, amen, another disaster? Some might feel that, oh, earthquake. But hey, listen, families betraying one another. Friends turning their back on each other. Are you preparing for that? Are you prepared for betrayal? Have you ever been betrayed? Have you ever been betrayed? Amen. Are you prepared? People hating? Hating? They're losing faith in God? Because they feel God has left his people. God gave me a word. God gave me a word about 5 or 6 years ago when this economy began going down. He said, I have not forsaken my people. I have not forsaken my people. God haven't forsaken us. Amen. We're going to open the lines now, and we just have a regular broadcast. We're not extending. Amen, like we did before, but we're going to go to our regular broadcast length of time. If you'd like to call in, you can always call in at 1-855-236-2252 and press 1 on your phone, or 1-347-215-8816. When you press 1 on the phone, and you know how we operate, press 1 on your phone, that would, the operator will put you in, and we give the last 4 digits and your area code. Amen. What have God shown you, amen, that we can share? What can be shared, amen, at times like this to help one another? You know, the Bible says iron sharpening iron. And that's what we're about, helping our brother and helping our sister in times like these. Amen. You never know. Never know what tomorrow is going to bring. But God always, he always taking care of his children. He always showing things, amen. Everything works together for good. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. You can push 1 on your phone, amen, and we can share with each other. Or, amen, you just like to ask a question. And I'm quite sure that we have enough in the studio now to answer, amen, all over Georgia, amen, the Carolinas, Florida, amen, can answer one of these questions you have. And we thank God for you for calling in. And we're praying that it can be a blessing to you. Amen. All right, and we have... as time goes on and as you begin to look at your Bibles and study, amen, you find that God take you from where you are now. He doesn't the man that you, amen, go to the mountain. No, he take you, if you're in the valley, he'll take you right where you are, in the valley, in the valley. Amen. And he'll bring you up. He'll bring you up, and he'll give you encouragement. Amen. He works with you wherever you are. Amen. Because he loves all of us. All of us, regardless of what our background is, he loves us. There are many great men, and you study your Bible, many great men was called, amen. Some of them wasn't even converted, but they accepted Christ, amen. They accepted God and was converted, amen, through John the Baptist. And as time went on, Jesus came on the scene, amen. They accepted him. And we just have to learn, and that's what it's all about. And this is one of the positions of the enemy takes. He flood the market, if I could say market, of religious world through bad teachers, teaching, building people up and directing people. He floods the market with bad teachers. Amen. Because they learn, if you learn the wrong thing, amen, it takes God through his Holy Spirit to direct you. Amen. All right. We're talking here tonight, and we can push one on the phone. Amen. I enjoy the studio. Amen. I can get, well, let me get it started here. And amen. I have to watch myself. Amen. Because I really enjoy. Amen. We got a crowd here. We'd like to hear from one or two, amen, tonight or today. I know everyone out there have something that God has done for them. And like we said before, the Holy Spirit, he comes to make us strong. He comes to show us and help us from our weakness, from our weakness. Amen. I remember, amen, the first time I ever got laid off, and I wasn't, I was working for a big aircraft company coming out of service, and I was really enjoying my job, and it came down, and last hired, first fired. And it really, it hit me so hard. I said, you know what, myself, and I'm going to get me about two or three jobs. I don't know how I'm going to work those jobs, but, you know, I was single, and money was green to me. Amen. If it is, Work was my God. I can work. As long as I can work, amen, and be at my back is like a duck back. You can say anything about me, I can, as long as I can work. Amen. And maybe God showed you that. Maybe God has showed some of you all. As long as you're working. But, you know, we have to depend on him. Jesus came in the wilderness. He came out of the wilderness. And he went in the wilderness for us. In times like these that going through, wilderness, a desolate place, no food, no water, amen. He went out there voluntarily, he went out there, amen, to take the power, amen, from the natural man, the natural, because he was, that was man-God, took the power, amen, from the flesh, amen, through him. And The enemy knew when he came out. The enemy knew he was weak. He knew that, amen, the book of Matthew, the fourth chapter, and he's tempting. The Bible said the tempter came. The tempter, isn't that something? The tempter came. He didn't come with a truckload of guns and ammunition and tanks. Amen. He didn't come up with a load of bread. But he said, now, if you be a child of God, have you ever heard of that? Tempting you. Oh, you're a Christian. Why are you going through this? Oh, why did this thing happen? You know. All right. Here we go. We thank God. We have a caller, 954, last four digits, 4427, I believe. 4427, I believe we're on the air. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. Thank God for the broadcast. I listened to you tonight, and you know, these times now, these are truly times that it can really weigh on people, and I guess that the way things are happening, it can make a person really wonder. I mean, well, God's people, they can look and see that these are the things that were foretold that would be going on, and it's an opportunity for God's people to take an inventory of themselves and work on their faith, mm-hmm. to know that God is still in control. You know, we in times in your life, you can come up with some ups and downs and wonder which way to go, but it's always been God's word. It's been the only way for you to go. And certainly in times the way things are now, I don't think there's ever been a time in our lives that there's been more uncertainty from day to day than what it is right now. And even that, what people think they know now, they're not safe. You know? And so we just have to keep ourselves in the Word of God, because if there's any hope, if there's any strength that we're going to get in our faith, it's going to have to be from the Word of God. And that's the only thing that can keep us. There's too much uncertainty going on. You know, it's hard to keep jobs. It's just hard to make it. And if you don't have a foundation to turn to, and that foundation is turning to the Word of God, you just got to put your whole trust in that and not give up, but stay with it. No matter what it looks like, what it feels like, or what you may thought, you know, ask God to help you with your lack of faith. Wherever you're weak in His Word, you can pray and ask the Lord, and He'll strengthen us where we're weak at. But certainly now, with all these uncertain times, that's the only sure thing that we have is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Very true. Very true. It's the only thing the psalmist said, the Word of God is purified 7 times, tried in the fire. Amen. You get that.
One thing I want to shoot him this out. I just look at Proverbs and the 23rd chapter of Proverbs and 17th verse, and it said, "Do not let your heart be envious of sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord in all your days. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off." It's the Lord is saying that, you know, yeah, the times are troubled times, and there's a lot of uncertainty, but you got to keep the fear of the Lord in your heart. You got to stay with His Word no matter what it looks like and what's going on, what people are saying. It's the only hope that we have.
All right. God bless you. Another call at 850-2337. Last 4 digits, 2337, 850. God bless you. You're in the studio.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless
Bishop,
you.
How you doing?
I
was just listening in, and I have to go back to Proverbs 3, where it tells me to lean not on my own understanding, mm-hmm. acknowledge God in everything that I do, and He'll direct my path. I have to just keep praying that prayer, because you have to watch where you're being fed at. You know, mm-hmm. you can so easily lose your way by false doctrine, listening to people, the Antichrist, people that's not really teaching out of the Bible. They're putting extra words on the Bible. They're putting extra words in what the Bible says, and they want and they think they're right.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to just watch as well as pray and know that, you know, I have to go back to Psalms 121 and ask God to direct my path. And, you know, he who keeps Jerusalem and neither sleeps nor slumber, the God that I serve, neither sleeps mm-hmm. nor slumber.
Mm-hmm.
And if I acknowledge God in everything that I do and lean not on my own understanding, I'll be led by the Holy Spirit. And when I'm led by the Holy Spirit, I ain't got to take no credit for nothing because my heart is pure. You know, the battlefield is in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But when
that's
I'm
right.
led by my heart, I never make a mistake. Because the Holy Spirit don't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Me in the flesh, doing what I want to do, I make a lot of mistakes. So I just have to, it's all about prayer and meditation for me.
Mm-hmm.
That keep me focused. That keep me on the oneness with God. In the supernatural. Asking for the ability to be able to walk righteous. Do what's righteous. In the name of Jesus. That's my prayer every day. Lord, make me more like Jesus. Help me. I don't know what I'm doing down here. Not really. But the Holy Spirit make me look a lot smarter than I really am. If anybody could relate to that. It makes me smart. And I be saying, wow. Every day I'm blown away by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bishop.
All right, very good points as always. God bless you. Amen. First caller got us. Amen. I always say you got the boat in the water. Well, you're not there now. We thank God for the comments. And, you know, so many talk against the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, he is telephone line. If I can say he's a telephone, he's internet, he's an email, he's a satellite, he's everything. He knows everything. And he's a translator. Amen. He translated right down to us, break it down to us. And we learn the language of the spirit world where God give us through dreams and vision. That's the language. Amen. And we learn what the Holy Spirit try to talk to us. Amen. He talked to us. If he has to come right out and say like we're talking now, you get one or two words. Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right. All right, we have another caller. Move along pretty good here. Amen. We want to give everybody a chance, amen, to give a comment. And Peter asked God to walk on the water. He just didn't jump out there because he read a scripture. Amen. He asked God, Lord, can I do this? Can I do this? Amen. And every our finished caller, this finished brother was talking about, amen, every day, ask God, Lord, can I do this? Or Lord, help me to do it. Or Lord, come along with me and help me do this. Amen. It won't be on you. Peter said, cast all your cares upon him. Whatever it is, cast your cares on him. Amen. It's good to try him now while we're living and walking around. Amen. Not when we get down and we say, oh, I got to go to heaven. I wonder, can he make, would he fulfill his promises? No. Go ahead and test him now. Amen. Test the waters now while we're moving around. All right. If we have another caller, amen, call right in and give you a comment. Amen. And one of the, God has not left us. And when you go to church, amen, people are there. You don't know, and you be prayerful. You don't know who's coming in. They burden down spiritually. Sometimes physically, and we, as the body of Christ, amen, we dealing with the whole world, the whole world. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. And you never know. amen, you, a song, a word, encouragement, a scripture, amen, can help somebody daily. And God might be, my God might use you. God might use you. So the church is very, very, it's important. It's more than just an entertainment center. Amen. It's the house of prayer. It's a house of prayer. Amen. And the words that go out can help life. Amen. Save life. Amen. And build people up. Amen. So this, these times that many groups out there teaching is one group, and I guess I couldn't find, think of the name. They always pop up. Oh, the end time going to be next week. The end time going to be next week. They be running around with signs, and they'd have missed it by four times. And it looked like people should be the ones say, oh, man, you'd have missed it. Y'all get down. No, they have a great, great group behind them. So that means that we need to spread the word, hand out tracts, tell them about Jesus. Amen. And they have never heard. Maybe they never heard about Christ, these young people and young adults. Never been to church. Never been to church. Amen. Until the Cadillac, ain't running no more. They have to catch a bus. Amen. And now they can't get out. They have to get out and walk. And now they maybe they can get out of their material world and say, oh, you know, I think I better go to church tomorrow. So, yes, it might be uncomfortable for the saints, but God's ways is not like our ways. His ways is not like our ways. All right. We're moving right along. I think we're getting close to the time. We don't like to run out of time, but we thank God for those that are listening always. Thank God for you listening. Amen, from time to time. Amen. We thank God for the studio fill up. We're trying to get everybody a chance, so we don't try to cut anybody off, but we like to have everyone to get a chance. We appreciate you taking time out. All right. I have another caller. Go right ahead. 954, I think, 4427.
Yeah. As you know, I was looking at what Paul had, when Paul returned to Galatians and was talking to the people, the Galatians, he asked them who behooved them with such flattery of speech that they would receive another gospel other than that he had taught them when he was there. He said that he told them that when he was there, had it been possible. If it had been possible, they would look so badly. It had been possible, they would have taken their own eye and gave it to them because of the way Paul was such a bloody mess at the time they preached the gospel to him. And they received that gospel from him during that time, even though that he was a bloody mess. He had just been stoned, and he came right back down the same corner where they told him not to go and preach anymore, and they came right back down the same corner and preached again, a bloody mess. And he said, now, you received that gospel from me in the condition I was in. How is it that you let someone come along with flattery, with a clever voice, and teach you a different gospel, and you receive it over the gospel that you received from me? Here in this time now, you know, we're in that time when they're going to be a many teachers, many teachers coming along. But we have got to, you know, you always start the service off, the message, the program off, talking about that we try to stick with the King James Version of the Word and try to stay as close as what we can think we can when it comes to the truth and the Word of God as best we know. And Edward Paul was saying here that if you receive this gospel from me the way I looked at that time, how could anyone come along and you receive another gospel in its place? You know, that don't make sense. You know, by now, he was saying y'all should be teaching and you need to be taught all over again. You know, We got to stop being babes in Christ and grow up. It's time for us to show the Christ in us to the people we meet from day to day. You know, a lot of us have been in the Word now enough time now, long enough that we can witness to people as we go along. Maybe the only God someone ever going to see may be the God that they see in you. So, you know, by now, you should have a little something to pass on to someone. Whatever you have is more than they have, and maybe all that they ever get to know, that's going to push them any further. But if you don't share what little you do know, then they don't have much chance for them to get into salvation at all. Someone has got to initiate the word in each person's life.
Mm-hmm. All right. We thank God. Amen. We're getting close to our time. We can have another caller. Amen. We can come on in and, amen, we got about 10 minutes to discuss openly. That, you know, when you said that, my mind fell on many years ago. I first started in Christ, I'd be running around handing out tracts. And two times, and it just popped in my mind, the Holy Spirit, amen, I gave out a tract to a clerk, amen, a gas station. Amen. Then I went back. Somebody another will invite her come to service. And the manager said, well, you know, that lady got hit trying to cross the road. And it really shook me up about that. Then there's another young man, you know, he rides the bicycle. He was a coach in a park. And he used to ride the bicycle. All right, area code 305. Got to go down to area code 305, last four digits, 4271. God bless you.
God bless you,
Doctor,
Bishop.
Come on in. Yes, sir. God bless you. Almost missed the boat there, Doctor.
Well, I was listening and really enjoying, you know, what being said, because the subject there, the end is not yet. Is that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. You know, it implies that whatever is happening it must gonna get worse because it's not yet. In other words, it's telling that there's a continuous on what's going on, so we have to continue. If you're praying, you gotta continue to pray. You know, you have to, if you're examining yourself, you got to keep doing that. And because we are living before God. And what I'm looking at is that out of all this stuff that's going on, God wants us to come into the unity of the faith. And there's where the deception hides. You see, maybe a good talker, a good speaker, but now are you doing it to serve the Lord? Are you speaking to unite the body? You see, we all workers with God, and then we are heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ. So what the scripture say? You no more your own. You've been bought with a price. So, not being critical, but I keep checking myself, because you're not supposed to speak to God's people in your own way. You see what I'm saying? You ought to be led by the Spirit of God. And through Him, you get the unity. You see, this is what brings you into witness. This is where growth is really promoted, you see. When you are speaking under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And so people, we are so smart now, and you're talking about all the translations, you know, We just people just smart now. You see, and they just they study, but you'll get trapped in your own integrity. You get trapped in your own mind when you don't have the Holy Ghost. So that's what God sent the leaders. You see what I'm saying? He sent the keepers on track. You see, and that's what he said. He said he sent the leading. And guide you into the truth. And then when you start rejoicing at, as Jesus said, if you get his joy, then your joy will be full. See? So people just to be, we just need to be full of love and full of joy and quick to tell God how you feel. You get what I'm saying? And don't be ashamed when you fail. Go ahead and confess your faults, he says in James, there, one to the other, see? And you live open before God and walk in love. So this is what the end implies, you see. You got more and more churches. That's wonderful, you see. But you shouldn't feel like a stranger when you go somewhere else. Because the Holy Ghost is there to do what? Bring us into oneness. You get what I'm trying to say? So this is what the time we're living in, because they're great speakers. You see, just like the brother said earlier, they're great speakers. But you got to say, wait a minute now. You got to check yourself while you listening, because they speak so good now. And I'm kind of jealous sometimes. I say, wow, man, I wish I could talk like that. But I find that it's the leading of the Holy Ghost. And you notice this is what burning out so many older brothers and preachers, you see. They are trying to talk to the people, but the people need to go back, get on your knees. I get on my knees sometimes. I just said, like the brother said, like he said, I ain't smart, Lord. Just confess, you know what I'm saying? So he'll lift you up, you see. And so that's what I really want to get at, because the time not yet, what's going on there is more, you see.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening now, amen, this is Satan running to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't deal with him. You get what I'm saying?
Sir.
It's the will of God that you be saved, you see. And to work his will, you got to come on in and please God, you know. Like Jesus said, if you serve me, God will come to you. And I find that to be true. You can be ever so run down, like you run over. But I tell you what, you start thinking about what Jesus paid for you, you ain't going to be run over long. You're going to be up, just like the brother said, you'll be on one corner, and the law is coming at us gradually, just like they did in the scripture. I'm talking about for your life and all these things that are happening, especially in church and with church. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if that stuff ain't playing by the enemy. The strength of God got to be recognized and demonstrated, you see. So ain't no need of hanging your head. You pick your head up like you said, well, look to the hill from where cometh your help. Amen. If you get snuffed out, Jesus said, don't worry about it. He said, I'm coming back and lift you up. You see, that's what the apostle lived on. So I just want to contribute that, because it's more. The world is getting darker, you see. And Jesus said that if you ain't walking in the light, you're walking in darkness, and you're going to bump your head sooner or later.
All right.
You see.
All right.
That's what I want to say,
all
Bishop.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, Doc. We had so many. Amen. I keep saying, well, I'm about to keep extending this broadcast, but amen. Well, we're on our regular time tonight, amen, in this study, amen. We are There were so many good points the Holy Spirit brought back to my mind. I was trying to get my barber to call in, me and him talk. Amen. We pray together. It's good to have a good prayer partner. Amen. Those of you, amen, that's waiting on an answer from God, when Peter didn't just say, walk out on that water and jump out there, amen, he asked God. Good as he know about fishing, good as he know about the ocean, but he still asked God, can I come out and walk? He still asked.
That's right.
When he come down to fishing, amen, and the Lord asked him, Peter, did you have this? He said, no. He said, well, throw over into the right. Amen. There's nothing wrong, amen, with that. The Bible got down thick. Go right ahead. I'll give you 30 seconds.
You mentioned that, but Peter. I was preaching that one time, and I'm going on, you know, describing, talking mm-hmm. about Peter and his downfalls, and oh man, I thought I was working it good, and when I was done, I sat down like I usually do and checked myself, said, Lord, what did I do well? And then one mm-hmm. thing the Lord said to me, He said, you talking about the man down in the water. That did what the Holy Ghost said. He said, but keep your eyes on the man on top of the water. And
okay.
I never forgot that. It was very, very simple, you see. And it was that Jesus would, his power and authority would be shown. So I didn't
love
that.
All right, we're getting ready.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to close in. We're going to need it. We always try to get a couple of prayers. Amen. My barber, he was in a coma, and he fell down. He said he was in hell. And this spirit kept coming to him looking like E.T. And the Holy Spirit told him after a while, he said, don't look at him. Don't look at him. He kept coming to him and coming to him. And he said, Lord, you know, if you're going to take me, get me out of this horrible position, but but one thing I want you to say, that Lord, I got to call the name of Jesus. I got to call the name. He said, when he did, this lady came to him with a baby on his back and smiling, and he said he came on right out of that. That shows you how powerful the name of Jesus is.
Yeah.
All of you that want to be saved. All right, Doc, give us a quick prayer. We'll take one or two more real quickly.
We are so grateful for the program broadcast tonight. We thank you for everyone that has spoken, and we thank you for what has been said. And I thank you, Lord, that I do have the anointing to hear what the Spirit says. I thank you for sending them to keep us, oh God. I pray now for those that are listening to the broadcast and those that the family members, oh God, help us, oh God, in these hurtful times. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, we can get one more. That 90 seconds, got one more caller. If you want to give us a quick prayer, we hate to say the quick prayer out of mouth of two or three witnesses. Go right ahead very quickly. Go right ahead.
Father God, we thank you for the broadcast. We thank you for the broadcast, Father God, and we pray that our minds will be open, Father God, that we can fully receive instructions from you, that in these troubled times that we would not be lost, but we would stand strong in faith, knowing that the Holy Spirit is by our side to guide us through all these troubled times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The Bible said in the last days, amen, like a woman going to birth a child, birth pains. And, you know, before the child starts delivering, those women know. And those that have been married or have been around women, the pains start coming quicker and they start coming harder. Amen, if I can say that. But anyway, things, like I said, but God say he's going to be with us. All we have to do is talk to him in every position we are and get a word from the Lord. God bless you. Lord, we thank you. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, Lord, bless these people that are listening. Send now prosperity. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Till next time. God bless you all. Thank you.